That's right. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. It's Saturday morning, and we are live and local at the Michigan Army National Guard on 44th Street Southwest. We got the grill going out front. It's smoking up a storm. We're going to be feeding brats to about 150 of our proudest National Guard members. They're going to be shipping out here in a couple weeks, and it's time for the Grilling Guys to give back. Barbecue Bob just stepped away. He's out actually tending to the grill right now. And I'm very pleased to have sitting beside me here is Denny Gillum from the Front Lines of Freedom. Good morning, Denny.
It's a great to be here. You know, I retired out of this Army 25 years ago.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I was the Army advisor to the Michigan Guard here in this building. My office was right through that wall. So this is coming home for me. And these guardsmen are absolutely outstanding. They were good way back then. They're great guys now. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, it is. And you were just sharing a story during the break with me that I think I would like you to share with everybody else, and that was the first time you came to Michigan as a serviceman. Tell us about that.
Today, in 1967, the Detroit riots broke out. I was at that time a company commander in the 101st Airborne Division at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. A couple of days later, the governor asked for help. We had a brand new battalion commander who had been my TAC at West Point, and all of a sudden we had this alert one morning, and I was just sure he was just having a practice to see what was. We ended up here. That was my first trip to Detroit, to Michigan in my life as a company commander of the 101st. I was impressed, but not positively. And then many years later, when I got ordered to come here, I didn't want to come.
Right.
But I found out that all of Michigan is not like downtown Detroit. Did
right.
You know that?
And thank God. Yeah, right. We do know that here in West Michigan.
And my wife and I decided to retire and raise our family here. We fell in love with Michigan, so we are transplants.
That's great. Well, joining us right now, we have another retired gentleman from the military, retired Sergeant Lewandowski. And he has a special project that he's working on right now, and we want to spend a little bit of time learning more about that. So tell us what that's all about.
Morning. I've got a project going on. It's called the Michigan Fallen Warrior Memorial. And what that is soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines that have been killed in action since 9/11 from the state of Michigan will be honored on this wall. And it's a large project. It'll be the memorial will be right on the property, the front property of the Grand Valley Armory in Wyoming, Michigan. And it's going to be on the site, but as everybody knows, the state of Michigan doesn't have any money, so we have to do the fundraising to have it built. And I'm in a fundraising phase to get this done, and we're looking to raise $400,000 to get it built.
You know, I've done some fundraising, and $400,000 to Joe, average citizen like all of us, I don't have that much in my pocket right now. I don't know about you.
No, I'm a little short.
But you can do that a buck at a time. If everybody will come up with a dollar or two, encourage their friends, that's how this happens. Yes, we're hoping that a couple of major donors will come along, and they probably will, but they won't cover it all. We need every single person who cares about our troops. This is a great site. I know this site. I was out looking at it this morning. It's an excellent location. It'll be open to the public. There'll be plenty of parking. It's not something that'll be hidden behind walls or behind chain-link fence or something like that. It's really first class. And, folks, let me encourage you from the bottom of my heart. Get involved. There's a website, Sarge.
Yes, there's a website. It's MichiganFallenWarriorMemorial.org. And there's actually, you can pay right online through PayPal, or it's got the address, which is P.O. Box 9943, Wyoming, Michigan, 49509. You can send your checks or stop by today at the Armory. We have an ammo can out front where you drive by and you can throw your donation in right now.
And I tell you what, the Grilling Guys will give you a brat. We'll trade you a brat for a donation today. We've got a bunch of those going out there. We had several of our local meat markets have stepped up to help us in this effort to feed the guys today, but also help us raise some money. So we've got plenty of brats out there. We'd be happy to trade you a brat for a donation.
I'll bet you have some more of those ammo cans. If somebody works in a good-sized company and wanted to have an ammo can to have in the company, could you come up with one for them, Sarge?
I've got 200 ammo cans that have a slot cut open for putting donations in, and I've got more of them to put out to restaurants, bars, large companies. And if they go on the website, there's a contact link there, and that shoots an email to me, and I'll contact them. I've already got about 50 cans out there at local places like Putt-Putt's on the west side, the Elbow Room, the Vestal Inn in Belmont, a lot of Legion posts in the area, Comstock Park, Belding. We've got cans out there. You go in there, and these cans are usually on the back counter of the bar or restaurant, and do your donation.
Yeah, everybody can afford a buck or two for this. And, Denny, you are absolutely correct that if just the people that are within our listening area today, if everybody gave a buck, this would be done. I mean, this would absolutely be done. And it's so easy to do. Think of the crap you spend a buck or two or $5 on, for that matter. And this is going to be a lasting impression in West Michigan. I can't think of a reason why not to do that.
And this is statewide. This is not just something for our community. Sergeant Lewandowski will be my guest on Frontlines of Freedom tomorrow. So we'll try to get the word out to the rest of the state. But this is a hot item because we're giving honor to whom honor is due.
That's right. And if you're just tuning in, we are a special edition today of the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are out at the Michigan Army National Guard facility on 44th Southwest, and we are helping these guys put together some funds to get this Fallen Warrior Memorial up and live and get it installed. They've got a beautiful mock-up of it. You must have had an architect or somebody put that together for you, didn't you?
Yes, I had a donation for doing the design, Innovative Design PC, and then also Fritz Wallfield Construction is kind of the general contractor and helping me to put this all together. And he's the one that did the grotto by the vet's home, did a great job doing that and all the fundraising to get that accomplished.
Right. So you've got some local people behind you as well that are doing this stuff for us to help pull this thing together. I mean, this is a community event. You know, if you want to find out more about this, that website was again?
It's Michigan Fallen Warrior Memorial.org.
That's right. And check that out on the website. We'll have a link up on thegrillingguys.com to that so that you can check that out as well, because it's something that you just absolutely have to consider. Everybody listening, a buck or two, and this thing will be done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So, Denny, there's got to be some stories around from this place. If you were, this was kind of home to you. Anything fun and exciting that you'd like to talk about?
Well, back in the day, when I was on active duty in this building, that was before the Guard and Reserve were really a part of the active military like they are now. The old pejorative nickname, Weekend Warriors, was sort of applied. 2 weeks in the summer, 1 week each weekend. They were fine people. They did a good job. They were well-trained. But they hadn't been called active duty in decades. A few Guard and Reserve had gone to Vietnam. Korea had been pretty active, but it had been a long, long time. That's not true anymore. The Guard and Reserve now are as much a part of the active army, the active military, as the active guys are, and they're incredibly well-trained, motivated, and boy, do they need help, because when they go away, they're leaving jobs behind. They're leaving families behind that aren't on military posts, that don't have that kind of support. We really need to get behind their families. And, gosh, if you're an employer and you're a Guard and Reservist, boy, do I salute you. I really thank you that you're taking care of our Guards and Reservists.
You know, that is the case, too, because these Guardsmen, they have jobs. They are your neighbors. They live in your neighborhood. And if you have an opportunity, there's about 170 of these guys that are going to be shipping out here in a couple of weeks for a year to Afghanistan. And you just think about it. If you're sitting out there going, man, if I just up and left my family for a year, the stress that would put on those that you leave behind. You know, if you've got a wife and a family and they're there to support the kids by themselves, it's a stressor. So, you know, come around your neighbor is all I can say.
Yes, sir. You're right on.
Well, coming up next, we are going to get a live update from Diana Samfler. She is with Michigan Live, and she is down at the Summer Beer Fest down in Ypsilanti. And then we're going to talk about how to tune up your grill and make that flavor just pop. Bob's got a couple little ideas that way. And if we can get Big Paulie, we're going to talk about those ribs. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Just wait until we go. Down in flames. The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.